From NPR News in Washington, D.C., this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Iran is on the edge today as its people and government try to determine the impact of Friday's controversial re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Yesterday, police beat opposition protesters with truncheons and used tear gas to disperse the crowds, but it took hours for them to regain control of the streets. Today, Ahmadinejad repeated his claim of a great victory and a strong mandate for his leadership. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran.
Protesters gathered spontaneously in central Tehran, and soon after Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was declared the official winner of Friday's presidential election, they began to march. Suddenly, there were thousands in the streets. Join us, join us, the crowds roared as they marched, and it seemed with each passing minute the crowds became larger and larger. Down with the lies, down with the dictator, they cried. Give us our votes back. Then the riot police arrived, the ninjas, as the protesters call them, outfitted like they just stepped out of a video game, with body armor, helmets, and face masks. They were on motorcycles, with backfiring engines that sounded like gunshots meant to strike fear in the crowds. But the crowd stood their ground and mocked the riot police. The police began to beat the demonstrators. Some protesters knocked a few police down and set the cycles on fire. The police responded fiercely. One young woman described what happened to her.
They kicked a woman. She fell down in the puddle. I went to help her, and I take her out in a restaurant. They just rushed in the restaurant, break into the restaurant, and hit all of us.
The young woman, who preferred not to use her name, expressed the anger and frustration that many in Iran feel right now. They believe the election was stolen from the real winner, Mir Hossein Mousavi.
There is no democracy. We don't need this government. We don't need Mr. Ahmadinejad. We didn't vote for him.
These clashes occurred on boulevards still choked with cars. Each time the motorized riot police would snake through traffic or fly down the sidewalks, motorists joined in a hail of car horns to alert the protesters the police were on the move. One man in the crowd who also preferred to remain nameless appealed to the outside world for support.
It's the worst government over the world. Really, I ask world to help our people. Really, please, please, please help our people. Encourage us.
So far, the demonstrations against President Ahmadinejad have been spontaneous and unorganized. The government has made it difficult for the opposition to coordinate actions by shutting down text messaging and the cell phone system. Last night, the government shut down the cell phone network entirely and closed down the internet as well. Demonstrations have not been confined to Tehran. Similar clashes have been reported in Shiraz in the south, in Isfahan, and several other cities. There are also reports that several prominent figures in the pro-Mousavi camp have been arrested. The whereabouts of Mousavi himself has been a mystery for nearly 2 days now. His website issued a statement condemning the election as a fraud. The official results gave Ahmadinejad some 63% of the vote to Mousavi's 34%. Late Saturday night, Ahmadinejad appeared on state television to claim a great mandate. Not only had he won, he said, through an interpreter, but he received more votes than any other candidate for president in the history of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Nearly 40 million people took part in a totally free election, which means in itself, this sets a record by itself, a great record in the whole of the world. They chose the path to the future, the path of dignity and pride.
Sunday has been largely quiet as both sides plan their next moves. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.